Good morning, the exotic.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. I'm just phoning up. I was just looking for a bird vet, and your number popped up on Google.
Yeah?
I was just wondering if you guys had any appointments available today at all. Our bird had a fall yesterday from the top of the cage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's looking like he might have broken or fractured a wing. He had some previous damage to a wing when I adopted him.
Yeah.
But it's just definitely needing someone to
okay.
look at it.
We are fully booked up today, so the only thing I could offer you would be sort of like an emergency drop-off. So it's sort of like a drop-off where the vet assesses sort of in between their consult and gives you a call and sort of chats about options, things like that. Because we're fully booked up, so I just don't have any like face-to-face appointments with the vet.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Have you been to any other vet before?
Our usual vet doesn't deal with birds.
Oh, no.
I tried them first yesterday.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. And so I actually live in Mount Cotton.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little while away, but the I'm just calling around all the bird vets just to see what I can do. The other ones want me to sit in the waiting room and wait, but I actually have sick kids, so it probably would be better to drop him off.
You're on the south side down there.
Okay, yep. Yeah, I mean, it's only a 45-minute drive, so I've just got to, And my mum lives in Redcliffe, so she could always go pick him up, but...
That's actually handy. Okay, yeah, no, I can do
I just have a doctor's appointment at 11, so I probably wouldn't be able to get in until after lunchtime, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that should be okay. Let me just see. Just because we do have a procedure sort of starting around like the 12 o'clock sort of thing, so we've only got one vet on today.
Yeah.
She might be in a procedure sort of around that time.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult, isn't it? I can't leave him. Like, I had to leave him yesterday because I didn't actually pay for a consult yesterday. But today I'm like, oh, we got to try and, like, because I do have vet pay, but it's just you got to pay that initial, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no, that's true. So I guess, the thing is, like, so it would be usually what we do is charge the consult, which is $170, and then the hospitalisation. And then depending sort of what we find and where we go, we might need to do sort of an anaesthetic and do x-rays and things like that. But obviously the vet will chat to you with what they find. What kind of bird is it?
So he's a Quaker parrot.
Yeah.
So I adopted him from the town, so I don't even know how old he is.
Okay, all right, no worries. How long have you had him?
So I've had him for probably about 2 years.
Yeah, okay, so older than two.
Yeah.
What was his name?
It's Casper. I'm trying to talk on the phone, please stop.
And is this your best friend?
Sorry. It's 0421.
Yeah.
095.
Yeah.
414.
Yep, perfect. And what was your name?
My name's Beth, B-E-T-H.
Yeah, and your last name?
It's Fishpool, F-I-S-H. P for Peter, O-O-L.
Yeah. And what was your home address?
That's number 52.
Yeah.
Orchid, O-R-C-H-I-D.
Yeah.
Drive in Mount Cotton.
Yeah.
And the postcode here is 4165. Yes.
Do you have an email address as well? I'll put that on your phone. Yep,
so it's just my name, fishpoolbeth@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. I'll make a file for you. When you have an appointment at 11, when do you think you'd be able to get here?
I can probably come over straight after that. So I'll probably be right as your doctor's going into surgery.
Yeah,
or I can come a bit later, if you like.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think sort of the sooner the better, definitely. So, yeah, if you can get here sooner.
Yeah, sorry, I've just been juggling
a few things this morning. Yeah.
I know, it's hard.
No, that's all good. No, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I'll pop you in sort of like around that 12 mark. So, yeah, we might be in the surgery, but, yeah, we'll probably just do like the admin hospitalization, have a look at him.
Thank you. But I think, I don't know. I actually don't even know.
Yeah, it's not bleeding.
Hopefully he'll be out of. No, it's not bleeding. There was a tiny bit of blood there, but I think he might have just burst a blood feather.
Yeah, okay.
When I had it, because obviously I would have taken him to an emergency vet yesterday, but it wasn't bleeding a lot. He was absolutely fine. And my kids were all throwing up yesterday, so it was really hard to...
Oh, yeah, no. And is his wing, like, dropped? Is it sort of out of place, that sort of thing?
Yes, So, it's definitely... And his bottom feathers are on an angle,
Okay, all right, no worries. Okay, well, yeah, I'll pop you in sort of, around that 12 o'clock mark, but, come down sort of, after your appointment as soon as you can, and, we'll admit him and go from there.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you. All right, I'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you in a few hours.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you, bye.